You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com. Join the community, get involved, and share the wisdom.
You're listening to Body Bliss with Chrissy Ryman.
Welcome back from the break. I'm delighted to now have with me Dr. Teresa Parrott. Welcome, Teresa.
Hello, Chrissy. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you on the show, and thank you very much for being part of our energy.
Thank you.
I understand that your good self and partner, Dr. Graham Crook, have written a book called Energy Works.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about this, what it is? Because I'm talking about the variations on Reiki. So talk me through this book.
Well, we started investigating how energy works some years back. And we both did Reiki, and we found that wonderful. But there were some questions that we couldn't answer. The energy is very good. The Reiki energy, for instance, is very good at helping you to shift emotional blocks and to bring up emotion and to help with physical and emotional healing. But there were certain things that we didn't know how to do. For instance, when the anger, the anxiety, the fears come up, how you then work with them.
Right.
So that was one of the questions that interested us.
Did you not find with the Reiki healing, did that not deal with the issues?
The Reiki helps you to become more aware and often deals with things at a non-verbal level. But there were still things that would be troubling us again and again that we didn't know whether we'd actually healed the root cause of it.
Okay.
And what we wanted to find out was different systems, how other people were dealing with these emotional healing parts of the work. And we started reading lots of books and came across Patrick Ziegler. And we're absolutely fascinated by his approach because he works with the All Love Sekhem system, which has also been called Egyptian Reiki because of his original experience in the Great Pyramid.
Yes.
When he spent the night in the Great Pyramid back in 1980 and felt and lay in the sarcophagus and was awaiting whatever would happen to him. And he heard a noise coming towards him, saw a light coming towards him and was absolutely completely terrified. And he just gave in to that fear and felt, well, let happen what will. And at that moment, the light came into his heart and he had a huge spontaneous initiation. And that was that experience fascinated me because I thought now we'd come to Reiki and energy work through an attunement from a Reiki master. But he was saying, well, you can experience this without any intermediary, just directly opening yourself to the energy and asking that you can receive. Mm. And so that started us on the path to writing the book. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful to work with Patrick, and we got him to come over to Spain to give a workshop. And he's doing regular workshops both in Spain and England.
That's fascinating. So is this how we can connect to spiritual healing energy directly? Is that what
exactly
you're saying, without an intermediary?
Yes, exactly. It's just helping us to open our hearts, to open our crown chakra, to let the energy in from above. And we use a simple meditation which focuses the person into being aware of their body, the feelings, sensations in their body, concentrating on their breathing, and then imagining a beautiful sun above their head and the energy coming down into your crown chakra.
Mm.
And also focusing on the earth energy, because that's a very important part, I think, of working with energy, to actually be grounded. So working on imagining the energy coming up through roots up into your feet and coming up into your root chakra.
Lovely. Is that what keeps us grounded?
Yes. Yes. You see, otherwise, I mean, for people, certainly myself, I'm often in my head a lot. And I find I can drift into wonderful, peaceful places, but that doesn't keep my feet on the ground. And so the earthing part of working in this way with the energy, I find particularly useful for myself. And I know that many people do have difficulty with that with that grounding aspect.
Yes. So would you advise people who do have problems grounding themselves to perhaps put that into practice on a daily basis? Would you recommend daily grounding?
For sure, yes. And I mean, I've found that working in the various ways with energy, with Reiki and with Seikem, I use the energy every day. I can't imagine life without it now.
No.
You know, it helps so much to become centered, to become peaceful, to deal with stress, to relax, to be aware of your feelings and the sensations that are happening in your body. For all of those things, it's invaluable, really.
Yes, it would make one stronger the more we practice it, I suppose. Yes.
Yes, of course. And yes, that makes it easier to tune into the energy when you need it. Because when we're most in need, when you're in physical pain or very emotionally upset, those are the most difficult times to actually connect to the energy. So the more we practice, the more it helps us to do that when it's essential.
Is this the, you mention in the book All Love Energy Work. Is this is this what's incorporated in it?
Yes, this is what Patrick calls his system now. And he'd studied many different healing modalities and really taken little pieces from lots of different areas and to develop the All Love system, which he focuses now both on trying to achieve the quiet mind, bringing the energy into your head, the quiet mind, the witness state, really, the observer state, where we're aware of our thoughts, but we're not troubled by them.
Right.
And then experiencing separately the open heart state of bringing the energy down into the heart and letting the heart center expand and being open to feeling and receiving love and energy.
Can we do this for ourselves without any teachers, any guidance? If we sit at home and imagine and visualize this light and inner peace coming down?
Yes, I think they can. I think that anybody can do this and that, you know, some wonderful, amazing things do happen. I mean, for sure, certainly, reading the book, listening to... Patrick has a website through which his meditation is available,
yes,
and so people can download or buy that CD of his voice talking through the meditation. But sometimes just the images that he's designed, his Shenu, he's an architect. He's an architect, and he makes some beautiful images. And sometimes people experience an initiation just by connecting with the energy of that image, just by looking at it. So I think that wonderful things can happen all the time if we're open to them.
That sounds absolutely amazing. Can we also deal with anger under this system of healing?
We wrote a lot in our book about dealing with anger, and when we were writing the chapter, a lot of anger was coming up.
Yes, I can well imagine. How would we deal with that if someone's really has a real anger problem?
Well, I think there are lots of ways, and I think that getting in touch with the sensations and the feelings in your body is one of the first steps to actually going into that and working with the images, the memories, the thoughts, feelings that may come when you start to let the energy into your body and start to be open to what that's triggering for you. Because the energy helps you to become aware of yourself. And that's one of the major points of the book, really, that we're trying to explain on lots of different levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, how we can become more conscious, to live more consciously, and to understand ourselves better. And that means to integrate the different parts of us.
Yes.
And often anger arises because there are parts of us that we're ignoring or that are too painful to look at. Mm. And working in this way helps you to start to integrate those parts, which is the basis of healing, becoming whole and being more aware of all of yourself.
And learning to be assertive, I guess.
Yes, learning to listen to your feelings, to be aware of your needs, and then the grounding part helps you to act on your knowledge. So you become aware of things, you get the insight. That's the enlightenment part that we're all hoping and trying to achieve, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And then the grounding it.
Enlightenment indeed.
Yes.
And I suppose dealing with the anger would also raise up the anxieties within us as well.
Well, the thing is, there are lots of painful feelings, anger or anxiety, whatever, that we try to avoid. And while we avoid it, we hold tension in our body, we become, you know, we have discomfort, And these blockages, which we can have within our energy system associated with physical pain and discomfort, can stop us from actually letting the energy into our bodies and being able to use it. So the point of using the energy is to let us become aware of where in our bodies these blockages exist and to help to free them. And then as we do that, we find that we're more able to express things and to really release those feelings and look at them. So there's so many wonderful ways in which we can use energy to become more conscious of ourselves, to live in the moment.
Yes. Moving on from fear and moving on and healing anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah. This is really interesting. And also, how would you say the past affects the present?
Well, I think it's always with us, and I think it influences us far more than we're willing to admit sometimes. Because the point is that, I mean, I've always been fascinated by this because I work in psychiatry.
Yes.
And the influence of things that have happened to us long ago, the pains, the traumas, the upsets that have happened in the past, I think we defend ourselves against those because they're so difficult to look at.
Mm.
And I think that for many of us, there's a lot of emotional energy tied up in those events, whatever they might be for an individual. We're all different. We've all had different life experiences. But there are painful things that we need to look at to be able to understand ourselves in the present and also to give ourselves the chance to act differently. Because otherwise I think we keep repeating certain patterns, certain behaviours, and we know it in ourselves. We see it. We see, why do I keep attracting these same experiences, these same types of people, for instance, whatever to us. And I think that's all built around the past experiences that we need to heal. And healing for me has always been such a wonderful experience because it's allowed me to become new in certain ways and to realize some of the dreams that seem to have been held back from long held views about lack of self-esteem or lack of confidence or just not being able to realize the potential that's there. And I think that we all have a longing to do that.
Yes, we do.
To realize fully our own potential and to be aware of all the things that are really meaningful that we would like to pursue.
Gosh, your book, I could talk forever on this subject, Teresa.
I'd love to.
It's definitely a path to self-knowledge.
Yes.
We're going to have to take a break very shortly. I would love to talk to you for much, much longer. Maybe we can have you back at some stage.
I'd love to do that.
Because
thank
it's
you.
Very interesting, the work you're doing. And thank you very much for being on My Spirit Radio today.
Many thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
Kindness is in our power, even when fondness is not. Author Samuel Johnson.
To awaken to your true self is a process of recovering your true identity. This process can come about when you become spiritually aware or discovering your true life's calling. During this period, many changes can occur within you and around you as you let go of parts of your life and personality that no longer serve you. Spending time in nature will help not only to ground you, but will allow you to clear the mind and realign yourself with Source. This not only aids the process, but gives you the comfort and reassurance you need at this time. Walking in nature is God's way of encouraging reflexology to the feet and will help open all the channels to the divine. Find a tree perhaps that you notice and place your wishes and desires on a piece of paper and bury it in the ground. This places your intent within the earth in a sacred space that you can visit over and over again. Like a seed, your wishes will grow into manifestation. And like anything that grows, the more you give it love and attention, the quicker you get the results. So visit your tree often and take the time to truly nourish your desires by giving it as much unconditional love as you can. Prayers can be very powerful, as science has proven, because as well as intention, faith comes into play, which opens up the doors.